Good morning. Welcome to Our Savior Lutheran Church on worship on this snowy and rainy Sunday morning. Come to you today, this morning, from Radio 1380. We're on every Sunday at 8:30 a.m., and you can catch us on simulcast and podcast at WPHM.net. It's usually downloaded sometime after noon on every Monday. This morning, on this third day of Advent, the worship is being brought to you by the praise team of Helen and Brad DeTerry, Marsha Wetzel, Doug Cole, and myself. We have a rather special service for you today. It was the brainchild of Denver DeTerry, who is a musical genius in his own right, and he's asked if we could do an all-musical service for Christmas. Unfortunately, his band that was to provide that music had an issue with COVID, and they were not able to provide us with their music. But thanks to the DeTerrys and their musical prowess, they were able to bring us music through the whole service. So other than a short homily, it's going to be mostly music and worship today. Today, as I said, is the third Sunday in Advent. If we were starting this service today, we would be lighting the Advent wreath at the front of the church. And as PD likes to quiz everybody, our first candle would be faith, our second would be hope, and this week would be joy. And the wreath itself, which is an unending circle, yeah, that symbolizes Christ's eternal victory over death, and the lighted candles represent the light of Christ into the world. Today we are sponsored by Robin Abbott on this day. We gather this day to worship our God, revealed to us as our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Rejoice always begins the reading from 1 Thessalonians, Isaiah, and the psalmist make clear that God is turning our mourning into laughter and shouts of joy. All God's children got a robe. Go to the words of the spiritual. It is not so much a stately, formal, pressed outfit as it is a set of party clothes. We are happy to wear. We receive that robe in baptism and in worship, and we gather for a foretaste of God's party. If you'll join me this morning with our confession, blessed be the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, whose forgiveness is sure and whose steadfast love endures forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Together, if you'll join me, together we honestly and humbly confess
that we have not lived as God desires. Silence is kept for reflection. Loving and forgiving God, we confess that we are held captive by sin. In spite of our best efforts, we have gone astray. We have not welcomed the stranger. We have not loved our neighbor. We have not been Christ to one another. Restore us, O God, and wake us up and turn us from our sin. Renew us each day in the light of Christ. Amen.
People of God, hear this glad news.
Okay.
By God's endless grace, your sins are forgiven and you are free. Free from all that holds you back and free to live in a peaceful realm of God. May you be strengthened in God's love, comforted by Christ's peace, and accompanied with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
You'll join me today in the prayer of the day. Stir up the wills of our faithful people, Lord God,
and open our ears to the words of your prophets, that anointed by your Spirit, we may testify to your light. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with us in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The prelude this morning we had was a beautiful guitar rendition of What Child Is This? And that was by Donnie and Wendy Francisco with Jerry Palmer. Now, the next song we're going to have is Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, and that's by our own Helen DeTerry.
Come thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sin, release us, Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art. Dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thine own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By thine own sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne.
Amen, Helen. Helen is going to bring us also our first reading of the morning.
Good morning. Today's reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 1 through 4 and 8 through 11. And though the people had returned to Jerusalem from exile in Babylon, they had continued to face hardship and oppression. In the language of the Jubilee year described in Leviticus 25, the prophet, moved by the Spirit of God, announces deliverance for those who are oppressed and comfort for those who mourn. Here begins the reading. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
And our next song is going to come from the Judds, and it'll be The Beautiful Star of Bethlehem.
Star, the hope of life, guiding the pilgrims through the night, over the mountains till the break of dawn, into the land of perfect day. It will give out a lovely ray. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful star of
Bethlehem,
star of Bethlehem,
shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us a lamp to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of grace for the redeemed, the good and the blessed. Yonder in glory when the crown is won, Jesus is now the star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful star,
give us the lamp to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
This morning's Psalms is coming from Psalms 126. The antiphon for today will be, "The Lord has done great things for us." When the Lord has restored the fortunes of Zion, then we, like those who dream,
The Lord has done great things for us.
Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations,
The Lord has done great things for us.
The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad indeed.
The Lord has done great things for us.
Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourse of the Negev.
The Lord has done great things for us.
Those who sowed with tears will reap with songs of joy.
The Lord has done great things for us.
These who go out weeping and carrying the seed will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves.
The Lord has done great things for us.
Amen. The next song we have coming up is coming from the Deteri family, and I know I brag about them a lot, but if you're not familiar with them, they are a God's blessing of music. They're kind of like our own in-house Partridge family. If you're not old enough to know what I'm talking about, just Google it. So, the next one comes from the Deteri family, and it's O Come, Emmanuel.
Captive Israel that mourns in lonely
Love listening to Denver Rock That Sax. Our second reading today is going to come from, again, the DeTerry family, and Brad's got it today.
Good morning.
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 Today's second reading comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 6 through 14. So Paul concludes his letter to the Thessalonians by encouraging them to live lives of continual joy, prayer, and thanksgiving. The closing blessings is grounded in the hope of Christ's coming. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise the words of the prophets, but test everything, hold fast to what is good, abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
And today's gospel will come from Marsha Wetzel.
Our gospel reading this Advent Sunday is from John's Gospel, chapter 1.
Thanks be to God.
John's Gospel describes Jesus as the light of the world. John the Baptist is presented as a witness to Jesus, one who directs attention away from himself to Christ, the true light. Here starts the reading from John chapter 1, beginning with the 6th verse. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" John said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany across the Jordan where John was baptizing. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
And the next one is a special song from the Duterte family playing the chimes, playing Away in the Manger. Secret. When we started this song, I looked over and Brad's making all these weird faces like he's kind of embarrassed. But I don't know about you, but the mental picture I get is I see this family on Christmas morning, probably a snowy Christmas morning, maybe sitting around the tree, maybe in their pajamas, singing this together. And I find it quite the blessing. So Brad, it's a wonderful tune. So today is the third week in Advent. We're getting closer to that fateful Christmas day. Now, one of the things PD has taught me in my training is to never waste a pulpit when you have it. So even though this is a musical service, I'm still going to give out some message. So this will be a homily, which is nothing but a short, short sermon. So I'm sure for some of you, you probably are going to appreciate that. So may the God of our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Now, I don't know about you, but I absolutely love Christmas. It's not just Christmas Day, but I love everything leading up to Christmas Day. The preparation, the decorating of the home, hanging lights, getting the tree, decorating it, seeking out the perfect gift for that perfect person. You know, but though, as I grow older, and I'm sure this is probably the same with most adults, I find that the receiving of gifts is much less important to me than the precious time spent with family and friends. After all, what is Advent all about but preparation? In the secular sense, it's about the preparation for the arrival of Santa. It involves overeating, big gatherings when we're not in a pandemic, and a lot of food and drink. Now, when I think of preparation, I think of this show I've recently seen on TV. I think it's been around a while. Called Doomsday Preppers. It features all these people from all walks of life who dedicate a great deal and a substantial time and money preparing for the end of the world. They're expecting the world to end with war, famine, economic downfall, and so on. I'm not dismissing the value of preparation. As a Boy Scout, I lived with the motto, be prepared. Now, while I find the show entertaining and I find the people in it very creative and intriguing, I have to think to myself, what is the priority in their preparations? And I think back to what Jesus tells me. Jesus tells me what our priority should be. He explicitly explains it in 1 Mark, verse 8, 36. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your soul? As Christians, we understand that Advent is a time of preparation and celebration of the birth of our Lord Jesus and God's entrance into our world. Now, what I find truly interesting during this holiday season is the sudden rise of outspoken and protective Christians. We start to hear these really snappy sayings like, Jesus is the reason for this season. Keep Christ in Christmas. Now, don't get me wrong, I love these sayings and they're wonderful. But during this season and in any other year, we see people in church. Well, typically we would see people in church if it wasn't a pandemic during Christmas that we might not see any other time. Social media has also provided this interesting outlet for debate and conversation, especially around Christmas. We suddenly see people beginning to discuss and argue the origins of Christmas. Is it a Christian holiday? Is it a pagan holiday? Is it a commercialization? Is it a marketing scheme to boost sales of children's toys and cars? But where are these courageous Christians the rest of the year? Is the Bible at home free of dust? Are the pages wrinkled and dog-eared from use? What I find interesting is I find Christmas to be a bit anticlimactic. We have this great build-up, this beautiful time of Advent, moving through the four different weeks, and the next thing we know is December 26th. And it's like somebody let all the air out of the balloon. All of a sudden, depression starts to set in, and we just feel like the whole joy has been sucked out of our lives. We do know that it's not likely that Christ was actually born on December 25th, but we do seem to put a much greater value and focus on this small period in time. Now, here's the best part of the Christmas story. You know that Christ was not sent in this world for us to have a sensational holiday once a year. We know that Christ was God coming into our broken and sinful world to save us. If we take the time to fully embrace, discuss, fellowship with our Christianity, it doesn't have to be a sporadic event. We have the opportunity to experience that same love, peace, and joy throughout our entire lives. So to that end, I invite everyone, dust off that Bible and open it to the book of Luke this year, particularly the second chapter. Take the time and read it. Read it to yourself. Read it to your family. Read it to your friends. Read it to anybody who'll listen. But take the time to enjoy and savor every moment of that inspirational story, because clearly it is the greatest story ever told of our Lord and Savior coming from heaven and injecting himself into our world. As you bask in the glory and the beauty of that story, find time then to search your Bible for the rest of the story as Jesus travels throughout the Bible, teaching us, leading us, and allowing us to experience the love, the joy, and the peace of the Christmas holidays, always and forever until we join our Father in home. Now, with this short message, I want to leave you with these words from Paul from 1 Corinthians. Dear brothers and sisters, I close my letter with these last words. Be joyful, grow in maturity, encourage each other, live in harmony and peace. Then the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet each other with a sacred kiss. All of God's people here send you their greetings. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Okay, so our next song for today is going to be another Dittery duet. It's going to be Brad on a guitar and Denver on that rocking sax playing Silent Night. If you would join me in the affirmation of our faith with the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended to the dead.
On the third day he rose again.
He ascended into heaven.
He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And Helen, if you would leave us in this morning's prayers of intercession.
God of power and might, shine your radiance and come quickly to this weary world. Hear our prayers for everyone in need. God of preachers and messengers, you have entrusted your church with the work of proclaiming good news. Strengthen the witness of bishops, pastors, deacons, church musicians, lay leaders, and all people who contribute their prayers and talents to public worship. This day we pray for Pastor Don, Cheryl, and Hope Dillersbacher. Embed your word in their hearts, Lord.
Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great.
God of every living creature, you announce the year of your favor for all of creation. Extend your kindness and relief to endangered animals and plants. Strengthen the human beings who rely on the rhythms of nature to make their living.
Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great.
God of all peoples and nations, you plant us as your oaks of righteousness and ask us to care for one another. Be present with the leaders of every nation as they govern. Give them a spirit of righteousness that your goodness and mercy is revealed through their actions.
Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great.
God of exiles and wanderers, you repair what was once destroyed. We pray for people who have been displaced from their homes by fire, flood, earthquake, or storm. Support the work of Lutheran World Relief, Lutheran Disaster Response, and all disaster relief organizations in their recovery efforts.
Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great.
God of the powerful and helpless, you clothe us with strength when our spirits are weak and weary. Bestow your spirit upon this congregation and empower us to comfort the people who turn to us in times of need. Make your church a place of refuge and healing.
Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great.
Lord of all, we pray especially this day for Maria Rump, Joe Coulthard, Elvira Coulthard, Donna Taylor, Ray Shinosky, Don Chittister, Tony Gaines, Ed and Bev O'Connor, Ken Perry's mother Gertrude, Harley Heinbeck, the family of Donald Corby. We pray for the healing of our nation, Lord, health-wise, spiritually, politically, respectively, caring for others. We pray for humility and submission with our God. God of sinners and saints, you offer joy even in the midst of our grief. We are grateful for the beloved and perfect people whose lives testify to your radiant love. Anoint all who mourn with the oil of gladness.
Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great.
Draw us near to us, O God, and receive our prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Now, if you'd take a moment and join me with the prayer given to us by Christ himself.
Our Father. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
And then our next tune will be the Deteres on the Chimes again with Joy to the World. What Brad says, I love the chime music, even though he's over there making all these weird faces. So good morning again. It is another radio broadcast. This pandemic is starting to wear on us all, I'm sure, and we look forward to the day where we can walk through the doors again and worship and fellowship with one another again. And that day is coming. We know that God has the answer and God is directing this, and in the end, all things will be good. Right now, I want to take a minute, and I would like to thank my praise team. I'd like to thank Marsha, Brad, Helen, Denver. I don't know if they knew what they got into when the first time I asked them to help me out with a service, and now we turned into a praise team, and we're kind of a regular thing. So you motivate me, you help me, and I thank you so much for this. The other thing I'd like to ask everybody is, I don't know if people realize how hard Pastor Don is working during these pandemic times. It's easy to think because the church is closed that he's probably lounging around playing with his chickens, cameras and computers or whatever he does. And I will tell you, he's doing anything but that. He's probably a busier man than he has ever been, moving around, visiting people, trying to minister their needs. And believe me, there's a lot of need right now. So the fact that we can come in on an occasional Sunday to allow him and his family a chance to relax and to worship together as a family and to spend time together is an honor on our part. So please keep pastoring your prayers today. We have a lot of birthdays this month. We have Brandon Mack on December 6th, Linda Kilborn on the 12th, Jim Borntrager on the 12th, Draven Erickson on the 14th, and our own prodigal son, Tristan Morrison, on the 14th. And then we've got Brad DeTerry on the 15th. Happy birthday, Brad. And then we have anniversaries for this month. December 6th was Diane and Chuck Ramey after 51 years. And then yesterday was my wife and I after 38 years. And then I just got a message from Pastor Dorsbacher. He said, great messages, instruments, and vocals by the Diamond in the Rough, Helen. Sound production, all elements, and whole. So thank you, PD, for listening to us. So we have had a great time doing this, and we will be back in the future. And we look forward to the day we can actually do this in person. So please keep listening to us on the radio. This is the one blessing God has given us, an outlet to continue our ministry, to continue to get the word and the comfort to people. And if you don't know, look at the Facebook page and you'll see the number of followings, and you'll be surprised at how many people we reach out in this ministry. Now, typically in this time of the service, we would ask for the offering. And clearly you can't put it in the plate. I ask you to remember the church, your charities are still in need, and to keep those going because they have to have lights on. There's people in need. So please keep doing that. So we're going to move on, and Marsha will give us the offering prayer.
Generous God, you have created all that is, and you provide for us in every season. Bless all that we offer, that through these gifts, the world will receive your blessing. In the name of Jesus Emmanuel, we pray.
Amen.
The creator of the stars, bless your advent, waiting the long and expected Savior, fill you with love. The unexpected spirit guide of your journey, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And our sending hymn today is going to be Cradle in Bethlehem by an oldie but goodie, Nat King Cole.
Bethlehem. while wise men follow through the dark, a star that beckons them, a mother tonight is rocking a cradle in Bethlehem. A little child shall lead them, the prophet said of old. In storm and tempest heed them, until the bell is tolled. Sing sweet and low your lullaby, till angels say amen. A mother tonight is rocking cradle in Bethlehem. A mother tonight is rocking a cradle in Bethlehem.
Go in peace, prepare the way of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We're waiting for our music to come on.
Thank you.